Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has announced that the U.S. will hit its $16.7 trillion borrowing limit in mid-October. And if that sounds like deja vu, that's because it is. In 2011, the White House and congressional Republicans feuded over the debt ceiling, spending weeks trying to come to an agreement. Those talks failed, and the U.S. got its AAA credit rating downgraded. So what does another debt ceiling crisis mean? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us. And Jason, break this down for us first. Why October 15th?
Hi, Jeremy. Well, you know, this date is a lot sooner than many on Capitol Hill had expected. The Treasury Department, they did the math and they figured out they're going to be unable to pay all their bills soon after the 15th. And that, of course, narrows the window that the White House and Congress have to maneuver on their budget talks and their talks on the debt ceiling. So they have both of these coming right on the heels of one another. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew said after mid-October, the government would only have $50 billion in cash and the government will burn through that really quickly.
And as you say, this narrows that window. The other deadline is the end of September, right, or the beginning of October. The White House would need to reach an agreement to keep the government from shutting down or a partial shutdown. So how does that play into this exactly?
Well, it's looking like they'll deal with that problem first, which is dealing with this budget issue, and John Boehner said that he intends to move very quickly as soon as lawmakers get back to Washington. They'll pass a short-term spending bill, most likely at current levels, that'll keep the government running for 60 to 75 days. So they'll get them through mid-November. And that basically punts away this vocal minority of Republicans who want a budget bill that defunds the White House health care law. So that's not going to happen in the September spending bill, is what we're hearing. But it may happen when we go into this issue of the debt ceiling. That's where they may decide to make this big push, and the White House is already having none of it.
And as we said, the last time around, of course, the nation's credit rating was downgraded. It lost its AAA credit rating. How might the economy be impacted this time around if there is another stalemate over raising the debt ceiling?
Right. So, I mean, either they do this the easy way, which is to pass a bill, or the hard way. The easy way, they reach a big budget agreement, or this could end up being like an epic fiasco. Seriously, the White House, I mean, lawmakers, economists, business leaders, they're warning of a possible financial crisis if this happens. Interest rates would likely spike. Bond and stock markets would become extremely volatile, especially if the value of Treasury securities came into question. So this is a very big deal.
And remind us again what exactly happened in 2011. In the end, after all of that, after the downgrade, they did actually increase the debt ceiling, right? And I thought it seemed as though they had learned their lesson.
Well, they did. I mean, those talks collapsed in July of that year, July 2011, and the financial markets, they swung wildly. And so Congress finally got its act together. The debt ceiling was increased in early August. That was part of the Budget Control Act. Now, that set the caps on spending levels. That led to the across-the-board sequester cuts that are still in effect. Those began in March of that year, and they're scheduled to continue through 2021. At the time, that was supposed to be a poison pill that the president agreed to, and they thought, well, we'll figure this out later, but those cuts are still very much in place.
Maybe there will be another sequester on the way. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.